English Waves presents Famous French, which looks at the life of the most famous French seen by a British journalist. Writers, artists, scientists, listen carefully, you'll discover unknown aspects of their lives, even if you're French.
Hello, you're listening to Robert Shepherd on English Waves, and it's time for some famous French. In this episode, we're going to focus on a French pharmacist and entrepreneur who was the founder of L'Oréal, arguably the world's leading company in the cosmetics and beauty space. He was also one of the forefathers of modern advertising. He is Eugène Schueller. He was born on 20th March 1881 to German parents, and he studied at Institut de Chimie Appliquée de Paris, which is now called Chimie Paris-Tech, an elite chemical science and engineering college. In 1907, 3 years after he graduated, Schueller developed an innovative hair color formula. He then formulated and manufactured his own products and sold them to Parisian hairdressers. Before the end of the decade, Schueller registered his company as the Société Française de Teinture Inoffensive pour Cheveux. The company would later become the one we all know as L'Oréal. In 1922, Schueller's wife Louise gave birth to their only child, Lillian, but Louise sadly died when their daughter was just 5 years old. Schueller and Lillian formed a close bond. She began working for him when she was just 15, and he later married her British governess. While Schueller was breaking new ground with his research and innovation in the interest of beauty and cosmetics, his life away from the business was a little controversial. Schueller provided financial support and held meetings for La Cagoule, a violent French fascist-leaning anti-Semitic and anti-communist group at L'Oréal's headquarters. Its leader formed a political party called Mouvement Social Révolutionnaire, which in occupied France supported the Vichy collaboration with the conquerors from Nazi Germany. To make matters worse, L'Oréal hired several members of the group as executives after the Second World War. One of them, the politician and businessman Jacques Corrèze, was made CEO of L'Oréal's US operation. Despite the controversies, Schueller's L'Oréal continued to thrive and set the benchmark all competitors are measured against. Eugène Schueller died on 23rd August 1957 in Paris. He left his company to his daughter Lilian Bettencourt, who at the age of 93 is said to be the richest woman in the world today. Stay tuned to English Waves.